They did not understand the scripture that he had to be raised from the dead. A miracle. That's what we think about the resurrection. Unfortunately for us, seeing is probably believing. So it seems that maybe the more we think about a miracle, or the notion of a miracle, the less likely we are to believe it. It's sad, because a fundamental reality of Christianity is belief that God is bigger than we are. We need to open ourselves to the notion that the possibility of receiving God is in our hearts. This movement, we move forward towards God if we do this, because we are drawn to the truth. Because God is bigger than we are, we sometimes use the word mystery to describe things. But it's not a whodunit or a detective story that we're looking at. It's a peek into someone else's life. It's a relationship with God, a relationship that he wants us to have. We're not God. So how do we understand? In that relationship we have with Jesus, he is opening the door to God and developing the possibility of that relationship. We're not there to control. It is a challenge to believe it, but always remember, God is bigger than us, and we are not God. God is part of us, an inmost dwelling in us. And the communication with God is a growth pattern that we need to follow. God has created us and given us life. To grapple with God in the complexity that he is not to have a relationship with him. The fullness of God's communication with us is through Jesus Christ. God became human in the form of Jesus Christ so that we could understand and have that relationship with him. He's inviting us to move closer to him through Jesus. How God envisions the world, we don't really know. But what we can know is that the church that God established through Jesus Christ supports us and shares with us our difficulty, trials, the sentiments we have in our hearts. Jesus rose on Easter as part of that developing relationship between God and us. Easter is the birth of possibility. It's a recognition of the power of God, the power of him working through his communities. Jesus was born to serve and to die. We too are born to serve and to die. But the main message of this Easter Sunday is to continue serving your fellow man, your brethren, your families, in the way Christ served us. Happy Easter.